KQED.
Apple delivered a challenge to software developers in San Francisco last week to come up with new applications to appeal to its fastest-growing market, China. KQED's Peter John Chula reports that Apple isn't the only one looking to tap into the Chinese market.
Apple products are wildly popular in China, but it's got a lot of competition. Smartphones using Google's Android operating system dominate the market, and that provides an opportunity for developers here. A startup called TrustGo Mobile Security is counting on Android's preeminence in the Chinese market.
Already, China has over 1 billion mobile users. Most users never even put a landline into their houses and have gone directly to mobile.
Jeff Becker is head of marketing for TrustGo, a startup based at InnoSpring, a U.S.-China tech incubator in Santa Clara.
It's a little unique in that, as many people know, Google is not available in China. So the users have to go to different kinds of sites to get the apps that they want for their phone. And what we do is we make it simpler for them to find apps that are safe and install and use them on their phones more easily.
Plenty of other Silicon Valley entrepreneurs have their eyes on China, but doing business there means overcoming language, cultural, and bureaucratic barriers. After all that, you need to understand what appeals to Chinese consumers. TrustGo CEO Shuiyang Li says the Chinese version of the company's product is quite different from the simple interface offered to Western consumers.
The Chinese product tended to be more colorful style, so we need to do some modification to meet the users. And also maybe the layout of the features to make the Chinese user to feel more comfortable.
Chinese product also comes with different features. Text message spam is a major nuisance for Chinese consumers, so TrustGo added additional anti-spam features. The Chinese app also does more to help customers monitor data usage.
Data usage is so expensive in China, but here, for example, I'm using AT&T's the phone. I never care how much usage here because I have a large number of data usage. But in China, you have to pay every single byte of usage in China. So those kind of features are very important.
Another target for entrepreneurs going after the China market, social media. Andy Pang is founder of Sologomoco, an early-stage startup also based at InnoSpring in Santa Clara. His company wants to combine social, local, gaming, mobile, and commerce features. Pang, a native of Taiwan, sees a big opportunity for introducing a new experience to Chinese users who still socialize online with static forums and bulletin board services.
For example, social, we said the gathering part, we see there's no one doing that, actually. And we saw that opportunity. And for local, it's a brand new, you know, ball game there, connecting the online people to offline business. There's so many online people, they have twice as online people, users now in U.S., and there are a lot of offline businesses as well. So this is a great opportunity if you can figure out a way to connect them.
Government censorship is a big barrier in China to content-oriented products such as social networking sites. Pang's solution is to highlight socializing.
In Chinese, we said 吃喝玩乐, actually. It's eating, drinking, and playing and having fun, actually, those things. And the government actually promote that to stimulate the local consumption. That's the local economy. So that's the direction we want to focus on, yeah.
The company is also working on a social payment service called PayEver. Pang says both services will be ready to launch for public testing by the end of this month. I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED News.